Kentuckian versus Kentuckian. Colonel George W. Monroe, 22nd Kentucky Volunteer Infantry, USA. Born in Adair County in 1835, Monroe was the sixth son of Judge Benjamin Monroe of Frankfort. George grew up in Frankfort and attended local schools before joining the Union Army on December 12, 1861. He became Lieutenant Colonel of the 22nd Volunteer Infantry, a regiment with many men from Frankfort and Louisville, some likely his friends. Monroe's first battle was Middle Creek, where he led a detachment up the steep hill opposite Graveyard Point, driving the 5th Kentucky from their trenches. Garfield praised his bravery, saying Monroe's heroic charge determined the day. Later, he saw action at Cumberland Gap, Chickasaw Bayou, Thompson's Hill, and other major battles. In 1864, Monroe commanded the Frankfort Garrison, successfully defending his hometown from Morgan's raiders. Major Don A. Party. Trained at the U.S. Naval Academy, Party played a key role at Middle Creek, leading two companies of the 42nd Ohio in an assault on Moore's 29th Virginia. Promoted to Lieutenant Colonel after the Battle of Pound Gap, he also distinguished himself at Rogers Gap, Chickasaw Bayou, and Port Gibson. Lieutenant George W. Gallup, 14th Kentucky Mounted Infantry. A Catlettsburg lawyer, Gallup helped organize the 14th Kentucky and first served as quartermaster before becoming its commander. From August 1863 to May 1864, he commanded the military district of Eastern Kentucky. Later, he and his men joined Sherman's campaign in Georgia, participating in the battles of the Atlanta campaign where they suffered 157 casualties. Captain Ezekiel F. Clay, 1st Kentucky Mounted Rifles, CSA. Born in Bourbon County, Clay was the son of Congressman Brutus J. Clay and nephew of Cassius Marcellus Clay, Lincoln's minister to Russia. In October 1861, he organized a company of mounted men from Bourbon County and took them to Prestonsburg, enlisting in the newly formed 1st Kentucky Mounted Rifles. He earned praise at the Battle of Ivy Mountain for his bravery. During 1862 through 63, Clay served with General Humphrey Marshall's Army of Southwest Virginia, taking part in Marshall's invasion of Eastern Kentucky. Later, he served with General Nathan Bedford Forrest's cavalry in Georgia and rode with Wheeler's cavalry through Middle Tennessee. He was badly wounded at Shelbyville, but recovered in time to participate in the Knoxville campaign. In April 1864, Clay led a cavalry brigade into Eastern Kentucky. At Punchin' Creek in Magoffin County, he was surrounded by superior Union forces, wounded in the eye and captured. He spent the rest of the war imprisoned on Johnson's Island in Ohio. After the war, Clay returned to his Bourbon County estate, Runnymede, where he became a renowned breeder of Kentucky thoroughbreds. Colonel John S. Cerro Gordo Williams. A hero of the Mexican War, Williams joined the 5th Kentucky Infantry in fall 1861. Promoted to Brigadier General, he commanded the Department of Southwestern Virginia and led the cavalry brigade that resisted Burnside's advance into Eastern Tennessee. He also played a key role in the Confederate victory at Saltville, Virginia. Lieutenant Colonel Lionel A. Shelton, 42nd Ohio Volunteer Infantry, USA. Educated at Oberlin College, Shelton was the principal recruiter of the 42nd Ohio. After Middle Creek, he served with Sherman's Corps at Chickasaw Bayou, Port Gibson, and Thompson's Hill. Wounded during the latter, he spent the remainder of the war building forts and repairing levees.